And also, one of the things you alluded to a few seconds ago was a very interesting interpretation of Osama's message.
Indeed.
And I had not looked at it in those terms. Here are the relevant lines. You know me. I've got all of Osama's speeches, and this one I have three different translations of. The concluding lines are, in conclusion, I tell you in all truth that your security is not in the hands of Kerry, nor Bush, nor Al-Qaeda. No, your security is in your hands. And every state that doesn't play with our security has automatically guaranteed its own security. Mm-hmm. Now, I did not look at that as a state-by-state statement, because throughout all of this speech, he is talking about the United States of America. This is the only sentence in which he refers to a state in this particular way. At the very beginning of the speech, he gives an example of a state, and he says, look at Sweden. We've never attacked Sweden. There's a reason why. Sweden has never attacked us. You are constantly attacking us.
Mm-hmm.
That is his basic meaning. However, there is a really off-the-wall possibility that your interpretation is correct, because this is a very puzzling speech, George. I mean, he's very unequivocal on the Bush family. I'll tell you, I can tell you if you want to know what his opinion is of the Bush family, and it's very interesting. But again, it's equivocal, and it starts with an equivocal statement. It says, he talks about the prohibited month, and usually the phrase the prohibited month is followed by this: after the prohibited months are over, then slay the pagans wherever ye shall find him. In other words, lay in wait, and it also says lay in wait for them and lay in ambush for them.
Right.
The pagans, meaning you and me. That is a statement that is very prominent in a lot of Osama's speeches, especially in his 1996 declaration of war against the Americans.
What I find to be just unbelievably bizarre, Howard, is we have been talking, you and I, over the past year about whether he was going to be captured and brought forth in October, right?
Right.
And here he comes in October.
October surprise.
Yeah. with an ability. And what I want to ask you about when we come back after the break, and we'll take some phone calls as well. I want to keep you for the rest of this hour. Can you do that? I want to ask you if you believe that this guy can change the outcome of this election. Is that possible?
He's certainly working on it, isn't he?
He sure is. And, you know, you couple in with what he's doing and with this political predictor of the Washington Redskins, who knows what is going to happen tomorrow. This is just strange. I have a strange feeling. We'll dive a little further into this
when we come out of the break, because I think you'll be fascinated by what he has to say about the Bush family.
All right. We will do that. Why can't they find this guy, Howard?
He's good. He's very, very good. And he's in a territory where, look, the British were on the top of the world 100 years ago, and they couldn't find anybody in Afghanistan. No foreigner has ever been able to get anywhere in Afghanistan. The Russians failed, the British failed, and who knows? I think we may succeed there, but we may not find him. And when you're talking about the mountains between Pakistan and Afghanistan, that's a no man's land that even the Pakistani government until recently hasn't dared go into.
Now, is he trying to work on fear? Because, you know, it could backfire on him. Because if he's coming out, you know, saying, hey, basically, if you vote for Bush, you've got a problem with us. I mean, that could backfire on him, and Americans could stay steadfast and say, you know what, forget you. And I'm being gentle on my words.
He's in no danger of being found. He knows that he knows. I mean, I'm not saying this is an accurate perception on his part, but his perception is, there is no way in heaven or hell that God is ever going to turn against him. God is always going to be with him.
He believes that.
Oh, yes, and he knows that for every dollar he spends, and he says this in this speech, for every dollar he spends, God is going to make America spend $1 million in response. For every 20 minutes of effort he puts out, he is going to get 60 hours worth of return. Why? Because God is on his side.